He tells them as they're going out to do ministry and start their groups and ultimately work toward what will become churches, go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals. Greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you, heal the sick in it, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. Jesus calls them to a very specific ministry. He tells them to do four things and not do four things. Here's what he says to do. Number one, watch out for wolves. Watch out for wolves. And the Bible uses this language that Jesus is our chief shepherd, senior pastor. The pastors, elders, and leaders are like shepherds. That would include deacons and community group leaders and redemption group leaders. Shepherds looking after people. The church is like a flock. And individual Christians are like sheep. They need to be led. They need to be fed. They need to be protected from what? From the wolves. The wolves are always fighting the shepherds, and they're always trying to ravage the flock, and they're trying to take the sheep. This can be through moral compromise, false teaching, heresy, error. The Bible uses a little line to talk about wolves. It says that they like to draw away disciples after themselves. See, we're a sending church. We'll send out leaders. We'll send out community groups. We'll send out campuses. We'll send out church plants. We don't mind sending, but wolves are not about sending, they're about taking. Not with the permission of the leadership of the church, not with the blessing and partnership and friendship of the leadership of the church. People aren't being released to go work with that person because they're a wolf. And the shepherds know it's a wolf. So they want to protect the sheep. So what the wolf will do is try to manipulate through lies or false teaching or emotional appeal or friendship or service or hospitality, things that could be used in a godly way for the gospel, used in an ungodly way in opposition to the gospel, so that the wolf can just one at a time take the sheep and get them away from the shepherd and the flock and the chief shepherd, draw them away. What? To use them, to abuse them. And so there are wolves that are moral wolves that want you to compromise your holiness. There are wolves who are doctrinal wolves that want to have you compromise the truth of sound doctrine. They'll start to get you to question certain teachings in the Bible. Cult leaders are like that as well. There are those who are also just power wolves. They want to be in control. They want to be in authority. They want to be in charge. They're very suspicious and skeptical of any shepherd. They just want you to treat them as if they were a shepherd. And what's curious as well is this language is still very common in particularly the Middle East. Some of the men on staff with me, I went there to film, for example, in Pakistan some years ago. And they report that to this very day, to call someone a wolf is a paramount offense. It is very offensive. They were witness to one conversation where a man was told, you're a liar and a thief and a cheat. You have no character. You're just a wolf. And that was what set him off. Don't call me a wolf. That's the highest insult. So Jesus here is saying, these false teachers, these false leaders, they're nothing but wolves. I can't give them a higher insult. I can't give you a stronger warning. And this also includes the fact that you will be mocked, you'll be opposed, you'll be made fun of, you'll be rejected. This can be certain degrees of emotional, or if it's business-related, financial suffering. This escalates all the way to martyrdom. What happens when a sheep goes before a wolf is that the wolf destroys the sheep. And this still happens. There is a friend of ours, I can't get into the details for security and safety reasons, not just a nameless, faceless, disconnected stranger, but a Christian brother who was teaching the Bible, planting churches, sent by Jesus as a sheep among wolves in Pakistan. You may have read about it. A lot of the major news outlets picked it up. Well, in roughly the past month, he was falsely charged with blasphemy. There are blasphemy laws in Pakistan, not generally enforced, but they exist. You're not allowed to say anything against the great prophet Muhammad. I love freedom of speech. Muhammad was a false prophet, married a little girl. The man was twisted. I think he's demonically inspired. There's nothing redeeming in the teaching of Muhammad. He's a false prophet. He's a wolf, not a shepherd. He's a guy I wouldn't follow to the bathroom. Can't say that in Pakistan. This Christian brother was alleged to have said something unkind about the prophet Muhammad. I use the prophet in quotes, the false prophet Muhammad. It wasn't true. He was taken into court and he was declared to be innocent. It was a lie. A wolf had made a false accusation about a shepherd. Went into the court and was exonerated, came out and was shot dead with an AK-47. A Christian pastor. He died on the spot. The photo has been covered in some major media outlets, so it's online. His brother, loving his brother in Christ and his brother from birth, stepped in front to protect his brother, and he too was shot, and he died after being taken from the scene a little bit later. And the photo shows at least one of them bleeding after being executed, murdered in public. For what? For talking about Jesus. For talking about Jesus. Because in some parts of the world, it's more than just nasty blogs and rude comments and snide remarks. It's an AK-47 for the sheep who are sent by Jesus to share the love of God in the presence of wolves.